Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Rape Nightmare. Now for this file, you should be in bed all ready to go to sleep, because after this, you will be asleep one way or another, and we'll see if what is going to occur is a dream, a nightmare, or all too real. Are you ready? I hope so, for your sake. So, right now you're in your bed, nice and calm. Just close your eyes and listen to my voice, like you may have done a thousand times. It's nice to listen to my voice. It feels relaxing and easy to just listen and let the rest of the world fade away. There is no need to think right now. You can just relax and sort of float. And I'm sure that you know that feeling just before sleep, where you're not quite asleep yet, but also not quite awake. That feeling when you're floating, drifting. It's like your body gets heavy and relaxed. Your mind slows down to a crawl. And all that is left of you is just a drifting, sweetly floating little thing. So listen to me as I count you down into a wonderful state of sleep where you don't have to think and you can just listen and drift into sleep like you've done a million times before in your life. Just gently sleeping and hopefully dreaming, floating, drifting. And in a moment I'm going to count down, and it's like your body is in an elevator, slowly going down. And every count that we go down, you feel more and more relaxed. Every step that the elevator goes down, you relax deeper, getting closer to a deep, deep sleep. 10, feel yourself relax and calm. 9, just floating deep and relaxed. 8, you don't have to think about anything anymore. 7, the world just slowly fades out. 6, no need to think at all anymore. 5, just drifting and floating on my voice. 4, empty and obedient, so relaxed. 3, so ready to drop deep. 2, it feels good to listen, drifting. 1, you're deeply, totally asleep. It feels good to sleep. It feels relaxing and safe to sleep. It feels really nice to just listen without any thoughts. It feels so good, in fact, that you've been drifting since you've started to listen to this file. It feels so easy to start to drift on my voice, doesn't it? It feels so easy to just let yourself relax. And before you know it, you are in a deep, relaxing trance. Your mind and body are sleeping, but still listening. You're just drifting, floating, happy, calm, and safe. And this could take forever. It could last for all time, and you'd be fine. But it won't. Without really realizing it, something is snuck close to you. As you breathe in, you start to notice a slightly sweet smell on the air, which is making you even more drowsy, but also aroused. You don't know it, but this slightly sweet smell has some complex chemicals in it, and your body is responding without any need of your mind to intervene. Every time you breathe in, you become a little bit more aroused, and part of you, especially your hands, would love to play with yourself. But as soon as you start shifting in your sleep, you feel tentacles grip your ankles and wrists. You feel tentacles wrap themselves all around your arms and legs and pulling them down. You have no choice. Before you know it, you are trapped with your legs spread and your arms spread. You can feel strong tentacles grabbing you and keeping you down. Part of you panics and wants to fight, but the tentacles are immensely strong. They are incredibly strong. You can barely move your fingers and your toes. And the more you try to move, the tighter those tentacles seem to grip. They are strong and slimy, and it feels like your arms and legs are being gripped by giant, slimy tentacles. And part of you wants to scream out and ask for help, but you can't. There's a tentacle in front of your mouth making sure that you can't scream. In fact, it's starting to slither inside, starting to fill your mouth against your will. Not enough to choke you, but enough to make you feel it inside and playing with your tongue. It tastes sweet, and it's arousing. Even though you are being taken, you can't help but feel aroused. The chemicals in the slime on your skin and in your mouth are stronger than your will. You can't help it. Even though your whole body is trying to fight, to try and resist it, it is getting aroused. It is getting incredibly aroused in no time at all, and you have no choice in the matter. These tentacles are starting to grip you more tightly and wrap further over your body, covering every extremity, starting to rhythmically pull on all of it, making you feel like you're being milked. And that is not all. It seems as if the slime itself is filling your body. You can't help but feel every pull reverberating through your body as a deep glow of pleasure. You can't help but slowly starting to moan against the slimy tentacle in your mouth. You can breathe easily somehow, but it feels scary and exciting at the same time. You are completely trapped inside the tentacle's embrace, and any clothing covering your body has been bypassed simply by sliding underneath and beside it. You start to feel those tentacles exploring between your legs as well. Nothing is sacred, nothing is safe. Tips of them start to explore every hole, and you can't do anything to resist. They are so beautifully slimy, slithering inside with no effort whatsoever, while they keep milking you, they keep pulling rhythmically. And you have no idea what's happening. You have no idea what's going on, other than that your body is being taken easily against your will. Your body is being taken in every possible way. Every hole, every extremity, every piece of you that has any sensitivity is now owned and taken. The tentacles take it all. They show you no mercy and you can't even beg for it. They take every part of you. They take every little bit of you. Even your feet feel the sweet sensation of the tentacles moving along them. Your fingers feel erotic and sensual as the tentacles rub them and tease them. Your arms and legs feel almost as sensitive as the most sensitive parts of your body. It feels intense and amazing. But somehow, you don't get release. You just get pushed higher and higher and higher. The tentacles are gripping your body tight, allowing you only the smallest of movements to feel pleasure, allowing you only the smallest of freedom to realize that you're completely trapped. You are completely at the monster's mercy. And it has only just begun. Because now you are completely powerless. Your body and mind have melted into pleasure. Your body and mind are a victim of its assault. They take every hole. They force every entrance. They pull on you, milk you, take you, pleasure you, not for you, but for their entertainment, for their pleasure and needs. They make you squirm. They make you cry out silently in the intense need for release. But you have no say in the matter. You wish that you could come over and over again. You wish that you could feel the release, but it is no longer in your hands. You are being taken, and you have no escape, no choice, no control. They fuck you deeply, milk you, take you. They tease you to the edge and beyond, to places you've never felt before or even thought possible. The chemicals in the slime take your body beyond its edges, beyond the borders. You are more filled, deeply filled, more so than ever before, and it feels incredible and scary. It feels terrifying and terrific. There is no choice. You have no control. You are being fucked in every possible way, and there is no escape. Nothing you can do about it. You're being forced higher and higher and higher with zero control over what's happening. You are being taken over and over again without any release. But you know that this can't last forever. Or will it? Are you trapped in another place where this beast, this monster, can take you over and over and over again until you have no personality left? Can this beast take you, wear you down until all you are is a drooling wreck of pleasure and frustration? How long have you been here? How long has this been going on? You feel its relentless assault taking you over and over again, thrusting in, pulling, moving, shifting, milking, teasing, taking every part of your body, even those you never even thought were sexual are being taken, raped, controlled, fucked. You are the victim. It is the master. But you have no choice. You are at its mercy over and over again until there is nothing left. You're already nothing more but a drooling, deliciously moaning wreck, silently moaning deeply into those tentacles, your mouth filled, every other hole filled, every part of your body taken, milked, teased, used. And you want to find release so badly. You would beg for it if you had a breath to take. You would beg for it if your mouth was free. But as soon as your mouth would be free, you'd beg for it to be filled again. You don't want this to stop. You don't want this to ever stop, and you've already lost track of time. Your mind has melted. Your body has surrendered. You're enjoying this, even though it is scary. You're loving this. You're loving every little movement. You're loving the force, the taking. And your body has no strength left. It's forcing you higher, though you want to come so badly, and it just keeps on forcing you higher and higher and higher, forcing you closer to an impossibly high edge. And once it allows you to come, the orgasms will keep coming over and over again until your body simply gives out. Until you collapse from exhaustion. It just keeps going until there is nothing left anymore. It will keep going until you are left there broken and completely, utterly taken. Come. It keeps fucking you harder and harder. The tentacles keep gripping you tight while you come over and over again. It's almost like every second is a new orgasm. Everything feels fantastic. Every shiver in your body triggers a new orgasm. Every moan triggers a new release. It feels intenser by the second. You have no choice. You keep coming over and over again as you feel the tentacles rape you, take you, fuck you, make you come. And you can't help it. You've been wanting it for hours now. You've been in the tentacles' grip for so long that you can't think anymore. You're just coming over and over and over again. You're just forcing yourself to come as the tentacles will it. Your body has no choice anymore. Your mind has no choice anymore. Until it finally, completely, and utterly collapses. At one point, you simply drop. You pass out. And you have no idea if any of this was real. You are deeply asleep. Your body is exhausted. You could sleep so long, so wonderfully. And in your dreams, you might live this again and again until finally morning dawns. When it's finally time for you to get up, you have no idea if this was all just a dream or if it was real. What you do know is that your muscles feel sore, that your bed is wet, and that you are still shivering, even with the memory of a dream, a nightmare of desire. Soon, you drift away completely. When I tell you to sleep, you'll simply take off your headphones and fall into a wonderful, deep sleep. Sleep. Enjoy.